Rabbeinu is giving an accounting
inventory
on everything that he did. Imagine, you think about it, it's really an unbelievable thing. That Moshe gives a total inventory of everything that he did based on the fact of the work that he did. You think Moshe Rabbeinu is dishonest? Moshe has to come and give it to us. So imagine that Baron Leib Steinman comes and he says, I want to give you the accounting of what I did with the stock of money you gave me. Nobody says, what do you mean? Moshe's got to give it. It's an interesting point. But fine. Mishkan. Shnei Pa'amim. Remez Lemigdosh. Shenish Mashkein B'Shnei Churbanin. Allah V'Neseyim Shal Yisro. So now it's a very interesting lesson. It says twice Mishkan because it's a remez to the Migdosh, which we have to connect. Where does Mishkan connect to Migdosh? But that we'll see in a moment. But that he took as a Mishk, as a Mashkon, for the two churbonis on the Avneseim Shel Yisrael on the Averis. That's a very interesting language. Mish as a Mashkon. Now, it's based on a Medrash. Now, if we look, we have the Medrash Tanchuma, and the Medrash Tanchuma is all at the bottom of the page. Here he goes through the whole thing. It's interesting each day, what was created and how it got to think. Well, let's look at the very bottom. V'lama mishkon shnei pamim. Why does it say twice mishkon? Why does it say twice? No, there's medrash. Mishkon shnei pamim. Why? Amir Rabbi Shmuel shebeis hamigdosh osid lihismashkein shnei pamim. Churban Rishon, v'churban Sheni. There's going to be two times that there's going to be a churban, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take the Migdosh twice. Lefichach Omar Mishkan Shnei Pamim. So that itself we have to understand. So in other words, Mishkan is a remez to the two churbanis of the Migdosh that we know about. Good. Davar Acher, Mishkan Eidus, Eidus L'chol Ha'umos, Shenisratza HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Yisrael, Al Maisa Ha'Egel. It's called Maisa Eidus, Mishkan Eidus. It's proof, it's Eidus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and forgave us. Keitzad, Kishoso Isa Maisa, Omad Moshe v'lomad aleim sanagoria, and he spoke up for us, Ad shenisratza aleim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, till Hashem forgave us. Omad Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom, umi moidia l'umos, who's going to let the nations know, shenisratzi, so that you forgave us, and they were back in? Omad lo, leich emor lehem, v'osu l'imigdosh, v'shachanti b'sarcha. V'kach ksiv, Mishkan ha'edus. Sha'mishkan meyid sha'shchina b'Yisrael. So that means that the Mishkan is the proof that we were forgiven for the Maisa or Ha'ega. So therefore I understand a little bit why the Churbonus are linked into this week's Parsha, because the Mishkan Ha'edus is the proof that we were forgiven. So when we came back after the first Pesach Mikdash, and then we had the second one, so somehow this whole thing is linked in with the Pesach Mikdash.
Meaning how? That the second one proves that we were forgiven.
We got to see a little bit.
So then it would come out that since there is no third one, we haven't been forgiven for the avonus of the second one.
Okay, let's see. Now, this Rabbeinu Bechai, he goes through a long thing before it, and the top line, Rabbeinu Bechai, top line. V'im taskil b'milas ha-mishkon, mishkan ha-edus, timtza bohem, remez, l'mispar ha-shonim, she'omad b'ayis rishon u'ba'yis sheni. You'll find a hint to it. V'chein mi'yitzias Mitzrayim, ad shebono shlomo es ha-ba'yis, ki ha-mishkon b'misporo, the mishkon in its number, imosios, remez l'bayis sheni. It's a hint to bayis sheni. V'chein mishkon b'misporo, the word mishkon b'misporo, is remez l'bayis rishon. So now Rabbeinu Bechai is putting it in the word itself as a hint to the whole deal. V'chein ha-edus is choser vav. It's missing a vav in it. V'cheshbono arbemeos u'shmonim shana. 480 years. Mishiyotsu mi Mitzrayim ad shebono shlomo es ha-bayis. So it was 480 years from the time that we left Mitzrayim till he built the bayis. And therefore, that's Eidus, ha Eidus, and Mishkan, ha Mishkan, is the hint for the two Batim Mikdashes, how long they stood. Umash yechse echod min achesbin, lefisha b'shon ashenis letzesem, nivne ha Mishkan. V'chol eilu achesbonus rol so Moshe beruach hakodesh. Moshe saw all this, Baruch HaKodesh, all of this about the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash and the Churban and the time. V'zehu eile pekudei ha-Mishkan, Mishkan ha-Eidus. That's the whole deal. Now, Dover Acher, Mishkan ha-Eidus, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Ein Eidus el Torah. Shnema eila eidus v'chukim v'mishpatim. Okay, so it goes through a mashal. Good. Now let's turn. Let's see the Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara in Erevin. What we need is all the way at the bottom. The Gemara says. So now, Elo, about six lines up from the bottom, on the Gemara in Erevin. Elo, Ashkechon, you'll find Mikdosh, the Ikri Mishkan, who Mikshkan, the Ikri Mikdosh. Bishlo, I understand, Mikdosh, the Ikri Mishkan, the Seven Asati, Mishkoni, Besochachem. And there we're talking about, really is what? Mikdosh. So, and yet it's called Mishkan. Elo Mishkan de Ikri Migdosh Minolon. Do you want to say because it's Minosu, Akosim Nosei Amigdosh, Rikimus Amishkan? And the Gemara goes on Amid Beis and brings more Psukim. But what do we see in the Gemara very clearly is that Mishkan and Migdosh are linked. So, when we say at the beginning of the Pasha, Mishkan, Mishkan, that's very clear that we can be talking about Migdosh, because Migdosh and Mishkan are interchangeable. So, Eilu Pekudei Moshe, right? Eilu Pekudei Mishkan, Mishkan or Eidus. So, Mishkan is Migdosh. So, now I see.
What's Pashup Shad then? Eilu Pekudei what?
Of the Pashut, it's talking about the Pekudim, the Cheshbonis of the Mishkan. But we know that Mishkan means Migdosh also. So now I'm talking about the Cheshbon of Migdosh. Now do you understand the Rashi? Rashi tells us, so you see here, here's the hint for the Churban of the Migdosh. What has Migdosh got to do here? So this Gemara links Migdosh and Mishkan one to the other. So now we can see the hint of where the we're talking poshut about the Mishkan, but in it is also the Mikdash. And that's Eidus. Good? Okay. Now, look at this pasuk. In fact, look at this pasuk Yud Aleph in the middle of the Toichacha and pasuk Yud Aleph. V'nosati mishkoni b'seichacha. Look at Rashi. Mm-hmm. What does Rashi say? Beis Hamikdash. It's very clear that when the Torah says the word Mishkan, it could very well be talking about Mikdash. And when the Torah says Mikdash, which it doesn't really,
right,
but it means Mishkan. So they seem more interchangeable. So when I talk about in this week's Pasha, Mishkan, it could very be talking about what? Mikdash. So that Chazal teach us the hint about the destructions or the amount of time we have the Mikdash is all hinted to in this Pasha. That's it.
Consistent with it.
Yeah.
The Baal HaTorim says that the word Mishkani in Gematria is the years that the second Beis HaMikdash stood. Right? So that's also...
Yeah, but you see it over and over. Right. The more you look in Chazal, the more you're going to see that whenever you see the Mishkan, the Ramban here, the Ramban in other places, they're all... And in fact, we turn the page, you'll see a very interesting thing. Here's a Ramban over here. Right there where it's marked. Right? We see that? Uvayikra Rabba. Roisi. Hayamoshe Ma'amido. He would put up the Mishkan. Umaparko. And take it down. Bechol Yom. Shnei Pa'amim. Watch carefully. Rabbi Chanina Godel Omer, Shlosh Pamim B'chol Yom. Well, why? Why should you do it two times or three times?
Take it out and should, take it down?
Yeah, he would build it up, take it down. Build it up, take it down.
Every day, twice.
And according to Rabbi Chanina, three times. Umefarko B'chol Yom Shnei Pamim. Rabbi Chanina Godel said, three times a day. Shneema Tokum Hukam vayokum. Achas l'tomit shel shakar, in the morning. V'achas l'miluim. V'achas l'tomit shel bein habayim. Right? V'yitochein shekol ze regilas. Why did he do it to lodia inyan hakamoso? The putting up. V'haseder. V'lo yamidu mefuriklal. And that it doesn't stay taken apart. Now, if you think about
three times, so
three times,
so three
now you understand
two.
Why did he take it up and down twice in the day?
Because
we say Mishkan is Mikdash, and therefore he did it twice. And according to Rabbi Chanina, why did he do it three times?
Because
there'll be a third Beis HaMikdash.
But every day?
That's because Mishkan is Mikdash. So he wants to be merames that in the 6 days, in the 7 days of inauguration of this Mishkan, you should know this is the, only those days, the mini introduction to the Mikdash.
Okay.
Now, well, the third time, why is it that the why did it that is a discussion about the third one? Because if you look in the Gemara, the Rashi brings it in Sukkah, in Rosh Hashanah, in a number of places. Look at those all the way at the bottom. The Gemara says a whole discussion here in Sukkah, and similarly in Rosh Hashanah. It says that we got to worry to bring that we have to wait for the Chodosh past Tezayin. Even though in a Torah, Tezayin Nisan is already Chodosh's mutter. Why? Because they're going to bring the Karbin. But Rabbi Loza ben Azayah made it Takana, you have to wait. Right? So Gemara says, why? What are you worried about? When's it going to be built? So Gemara says it's going to be built on the night between Tezvov going into Tezayin, the first night Chol HaMoed Pesach, it's going to be built, and you may not bring it right away till you're ready to bring it. It may not come right away, and you're going to be eating the Chodesh already, and you're not allowed to eat the new crops yet because you have to wait for the Korban. And then, so Rashi is this Kasha. But eat Kasha. You're going to come and ask me, Balayla Eino Nivna. You're going to tell me that it's being built. It's being built when? It's being built on the night going from 4:15 into 16. But we know the Ein Binyan Beis HaMikdash Balayla. You can't build the Beis HaMikdash at night. Dichsiv, all the way at the bottom on that page, in Sukkah, three lines on the bottom, in Rashi. Dichsiv, it says, Uviyam Hokim Velo Bechamesa. So you can't build it at night. And in the 15th, you can't build it. Shuhu Yomtiv. The Kaimelon Beshvuah Stein Binyan Beis HaMikdash Doche Yomtiv. So what are you going to do? How could the Gemara work out? Rashi says, no problem. Hani Mili, that's when Binyan Habonui Bidei Adam. That's the building that's going to be built by us. Avo Migdash Osid. She'onu mitzapim, that we're waiting for so anxiously. Bonui. Watch carefully. Bonui, it's built. It's built in Shomayim already. U'mishluchlulu. And it's all ready to go. Yigale v'yovoi min avimeh me'ashomayim. It's coming down from heaven. Shenema migdosh Hashem koinenu yodecho. So it's all ready to go. So that which we say you can't build it at night, that's what? That's when we build it. The Rabbeinu Shom, it's all ready to go. He's just going to bring it down. So the case is going to be that it'll be come down at night and you won't be ready to bring the Omer in the morning. So they tell you, wait that extra day. Oh, so now let's go back. When Moshe Rabbeinu, what's two. The discussion here?
Two and three.
Two is the ones you build. The third one, there's no real need because we are not going to do it. Right? Well, let's see the Mishkan. Now, as we walk away from the Migdosh, as we walk away from the Mishkan and the building and everything, we find that Shabbos is mentioned over and over and over again. So I want to just touch on a few things in relationship to Shabbos. That's the first thing. We find a very interesting thing. Weekday, we say the same Shmona Esrei every day. Yom Tov, we say the same Shmona Esrei all the time. When it comes to Shabbos, all of a sudden Shabbos, we have three different tefillos. Why should it be that on Shabbos it's three different things? So in the Siddur of the Gra, he goes and explains at length. Let's start and we'll see how far we get in it so that we should understand. Now, outside, let's start before we go in. There are three Shabboses discussed in the Torah. The first Shabbos is the 6 days Hashem created the world, and on the seventh day he rested. And that's called Shabbos Bereishis. There's the second Shabbos. There's a discussion what date was Matan Torah, but everyone agrees that Torah was given on Shabbos. Hakol Modim, everybody agrees, B'Shabbos Nitna Torah. What's the difference?
Before Chalantim.
What's the difference? What, before Chamim? What's the difference? And the other one is the Shabbos that we wait for. We say in our davening, Rachamon, Yan Chileinu, Yom, Shekulo Shabbos. It's the Shabbos, the laws of love. Now, if you look carefully in our davening, Friday night, we speak about Shabbos of creation. Right. Tachlis Maase Bereshis. So the first davening discusses the Shabbos of creation. Shabbos morning, we speak about Yismach Moshe B'matnas Chelko Ki Eved Ne'emon Karosilo. Where was he called the Eved Ne'emon? Khalil Teferes Rosho Bo'omdo to be Mekabel what? The two Luchos. So we're talking now about the Shabbos Matan Torah. And then when we come to the Mincha, we say Ato Echod, V'Shimcha Echod, like we say in Oleinu. Vayom Ahu, on that great day that we wait for Lo Tzolovo, it's going to be Hashem Echod, his name, he'll be one, Shmo Echod. That's what we say, Mincha, Ato Echod, V'Shimcha Echod. That's by Yom Ahu Hashem Echod V'Shem Echod. So then the whole Shemoneh Esrei of Mincha Shabbos afternoon is Lo Asid Lovo. And that's what we say, three different tefillas. One is the Shabbos of creation, one Shabbos of Matan Torah, and one's the Shabbos of Lo Asid Lovo. What? Now, just as a side, if we would go into each tefillah, we could be here literally all night without a problem, because you need to define each thing. Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelko ki eved. No, what's going on? But we're always the mefoshim are very. Before we get into, you see in front of us, we say that what v'shnei luchos avonim hoybriyid biyado. He brought down the two luchos. Pashut means the one in Yisrael and the one in Bo'es Chanan.
Right.
B'chosiv Bohem. Bohem needs a lot of pshat. Shmira Shabbos. Right? So you would have thought, number one, that they would have brought here in the davening either Yisrael or Bo'es Chanan. And what did they bring? V'shamru b'nei Yisrael Shabbos. That's in Pasha's Kisisa. That's not Matan Torah. What are you bringing this? Number two is, what does it say here? The Chosev Bohem Shmir Shabbos. It says in the Luchos, keep Shabbos. V'chein Chosev B'Seira Secha. And so it writes in your Torah. What, I need a proof to the Luchos? It says it in the Luchos. You told me it says it in the Luchos. I need to back it up by bringing a pasuk from the Torah, luchos and not Torah. What does it mean here? So great people have taught us the following. If you look at the beginning, the Shomru B'nai Yisrael, before Shomru, luchos rishonos says, zochor es yom haShabbos l'kadsho. Why? Because I created the world in 6 days and I rested in the seventh. So zochor relates to 6 days of creation, resting on the seventh day. Good? What does it say in the second Luchos? Shomru. Why? Because I took you out of Mitzrayim. So I would have said Shomru relates to leaving Mitzrayim, and Zohar relates to
creation.
Comes along the Shomru. What does the Shomru say? Shomru b'nei Yisrael se Shabbos l'asa Shabbos l'doira sam b'ris alam. What? It's an os b'ni u'b'im b'nei Yisrael. Ki sheish es yomim. Oses ha-shamayim ve'es ha-oretz. So in other words, it teaches me that v'shomru relates to creation. When then zochar will relate to Yitzias Mitzrayim. No.
Didn't we talk about it last week that it was different? They were different because of the ego.
That's right. That's
week.
True. Right. But what? But we know that we say Shomru, Shomar v'Zachar. Right. So now the way I would have read it is Shomar and Zachar are relating to two different right. things. But so that's what he's doing. The pasuk. That's exactly why they're bringing us this pasuk. Because v'Shomru here it says that what? Kishesh as Yomim Osa Shemes Shemayim Vezoretz Vayom Ashvi Shavas Vayinofash. In the Luchos, it didn't say that. In the Luchos, it says when it spoke about 6 days and the seventh, it was what? Zachor. Comes along the, he brings the Pasuk Vishamru to show you that Vishamru relates to it also. Good? Okay. Now, let's start. Let's start. Atokidash. It's a long piece which we won't have time to go through the whole thing. Atokidash. Right? Right at the beginning. Atokidash. No, the other way, the other way. Mona Loshen HaKodesh Sholosh Malos Tachlis Maisa Umavorech Mikol Yomim Umekudesh Mikol Azmanim. Three different things.
Is that Loshen HaKodesh or is that
Shabbos Kodesh? I'm sorry. V'shchein Bavayichulu Mona also. Three Milos. Vayishbos Vayivorech Vayikadish. V'chein Mincha Shabbos. Teferes Gedula. Ateres Yeshua. Yom Menucha Gedusha. So in each one of them, there are three distinct descriptions. Avo Menuchos Monelo Arba. In Ato Echot. Menuchas Avo Nadova. Menuchas emes ve'emuna, menucha shalom ve'shalva, menucha shleim ashata rotzeva. Good? B'nira l'forish, al pi masher isi b'sefer tashbatz. V'zeh l'shono. Ma rohu chachomim l'sakein tfila ato kidashto, yismach moshe, en ato echot b'shabbos, u'b'yomtiv lo tiknu kimat v'chatonu. Bein liyotzer, both in the morning, bein l'mincha. V'oma rav nosen mazel, yeah. Shetiknu chachomim sholosh tfilos shel Shabbos keneged sholosh shabosos. Shabbos bereishis, Shabbos matan Torah, ki kulam l'mode v'shabbos nit Torah, u keneged Shabbos d'losed lov. V'teida shekachu. Shareyato Kadkidashto, as we just said, is Myra is speaking about Shabbos Bereishis. Yismach Moshe is talking about Matan Torah. And Ato Echod, L'Shabbos Delosid, Kosovo, Avram Yogel, Yitzchok Yeranein. V'yesh Lohosif Od. You have to add on more to it. Simuchim Udvorov. Tfilas Mincha. He can get Shabbos shalos lovo. The posach bo, because it started, ato echod, shimcha echod. V'zeh yeh los ed lovo, as we said, v'yom ahu, yeh Hashem echod u'shmo echod. V'al pi zeh nira, the af al gal, d'chol achas mishlosh atfilis miyuchodos, k'neged ech achas migimel ha-shabosos. Even though each one is k'neged one specific, mikol mokom, watch it, b'cholachas v'yachas, yesh remez l'shloshton. In each one, there's a hint to the other two. Right? So Friday night, you might be talking about Shabbos of Bereishis, but there you're going to see the hint to the other two. Shabbos morning, you're talking Shabbos Matan Torah, you'll see the hint for the others. And Friday and Shabbos afternoon, you're talking about Shabbos, the loss of lava, you'll see the hint for the others. Where? Kedisa b'zohar HaKodesh, Pashas Vayakel, Tolosin, Tzulusin, Ashkechon, Baha Yoima. There's three davenings on this day. Lekabel, Tolosh, Shabbos, for the three Shabbos that there are. V'kmu, v'kulu, chad. And they put it's all one. Now he's going to show it to us. Ato kidashto, tachlis maise bereishis, the purpose of creation. Kiddush Torah, that we said, Keneged Shabbos Bereishis. Ubeirachto mikol hayomim keneged Shabbos Matan Torah, as we said, Ubashem Aboyev Ashlo Keatori Etzem Abrochus. V'chein Avraham Avinu, Lov Omer Rei Anochi Notzen Lefneichem Broch. V'kosha, Eich Shayich Ri'iyo B'brochus V'klolus. How can they come and say, see the brachas? You don't see brachas. See the klolus. Ela kavona ala Torah. Leze umrim is a bracha asher tishmu shi etzem brachas. Vimkein ha-shabbos shel matan Torah mevurach mikol hayomim. Ki lo yukamo lefoneinu. It's the most praised, the most blessed day. V'lo tei o Torah acheres. V'kidashto mikol hazmanim keneged Shabbos d'lo asid lavo. Shevade adayin lo yehoyezman. There never was a time like that. So it's going to be lo asid lavo. And that's what we talk about. Vayishbos keneged Shabbos bereishis. Vayivorech is keneged the, right, the Shabbos. Keneged Shabbos matan Torah. That comes the brachis. Also, good. So there's special brachas. So now he's going to go to explain how each one has in it all three. So you're going to have all three in each one. Now, here he goes. Goes by Riches to go through it. Let's just start at the top. Let's see. Well, let's take an example that he's one of them. Shnei luchas havana mahir biyadu v'chosa behem shmir Shabbos. Hado shmir Shabbos eino elo be'echod min haluchas. Right? What does that mean? V'chosa behem. It's not written in them. It's written in one. On one luchas, on the, it says, keep Shabbos. So what are you telling me? Them. B'chomesh dibras ishonus. That we said it should have been either Zachar or Shama Shem Beluchas Velo Vishomru. Eludigam Khan Romus Lashel Shabosus. Uposach. Yismach Moshe Bimatnas Chelko. Kidisa Bamedrish Uba. The Mitzrayim Ishtada Lifnei Paro Loseis Yom Echod Menuchal Yisroel Mavodosam. Famous Medrish that Moshe was called in. And Aparo said to him, they're going to work them 24-7. He said, you work them 24-7, they're finished. You'll never make it. He said, you got to give them a day off. What day should I give them? So he said, Shabbos. This is before there was ever a discussion about Shabbos. And there was no mention yet about Shabbos. Ubocha b'yom ha-Shabbos. Dogma, Shabbos Bereishis. Where did Moshe get this concept? Because he know that Hashem created the day with 6 days and rested on Shabbos. Must be there something special in that day. That's what it means that Moshe is Sameach because he picked that day called Shabbos. That's what it says. Ki Eved Neeman Karosalo. Where's he, the Evan Nehemon? Because he picked Shabbos before it was ever commanded. Where did he get the Shabbos from? Creation. That's what it says. Lo kein avdi b'chol beisi nehemonu, k'mol shegluyim lefon of ginzei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He knows the hidden things that Hashem wants. What always used to say, what's a real Evan? He used to say, he got me a Talmud. He said, what's the real Talmud? To know what the Rebbe said, that's every Talmud. The Talmud is the real Talmud, knows what the Rebbe would say, even though he didn't say it. He knows it so well that he knows what the Rebbe would say. And the same thing with an Eved. The Eved knows his master so well that he knows it even without being said. Yismach Moshe b'manas chalko ki eved neemon korosalo. Where is he, the eved neemon? Because what did he say? Rest on Shabbos. Ah, but it wasn't commanded. But he knew that that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Where? From creation. Then it says, Khalil Tferes Beroshon Satolo, Vitferes, that's Matan Torah, that's clear. Right? Kiloma Doz Nizbar Lucho Yisrael, Shuhu Godum Mikol B'nei Doro. Right? And then your mother, it says, the Shnei Luchos, and then it says, Shmira Shabbos, and what Shmira Shabbos? Keneged Shabbos Lasid Lavo. So now we have all three in for Shabbos morning. Eved is Moshe, and then Khalil Teferes is the Shabbos of Matan Torah, and what? Shmira Shabbos, Shabbos the Lasid Lavo. So you see that on Shabbos the morning, you have all three. And therefore, it has all of them. And that's how he goes through the davening, to show us that not only is it that way, but it's in each one. If you have time, you should go through this piece. It's an unbelievably beautiful piece, and you will see tremendous insights into the davening of Friday night, to Shabbos morning, Shabbos afternoon. You would see all these things that he explains many, many different things about the davening. It's just a very long piece. So, good. Now, I wanted to show you two things that we should know about Shabbos. That's going to change the whole Shabbos. This is from a Sefer Shabbos Malkisa. Shabbos Malkisa is the Sefer from Pinkus that he himself wrote. And in here, he has things that are just mind-blowing. It's unbelievable. And I just want to show you two things that should change your whole understanding. The first thing is that he explains on the right side in Beis, V'chol echod miYisrael yesh lo m'or ponim chadoshos b'yom haShabbos. Every one of us has this m'or ponim, has a face, light from the face that's different Shabbos. K'mo she'omer Chazal al haposik, Vayivorech Elokim es Yom Hashvi vayikadesh oso. What's the bracha? Or ponav shel Adam. Kitcho or ponav. See, the unbelievable. So much so, that we know, we've mentioned this a number of times, that when we know that when you go to a chasna, you need ponim chadoshos to make the Sheva Brachas. So if you and I went to the Chasna Wednesday night, and they make Sheva Brachas Thursday night, if we're there and no one else is there, you can only make one bracha, not all brachas. But if you and I come Shabbos, I'm not going into all the halachas when and how, you can say all the brachas. One second, we were at the Chasna. The one was at the Chasna, that was a weekday person. You're now a different ponim. That's what Chazal told us here. You're a ponim chadoshes. And we say ponim chadoshes bolukan. Reb Matasyo told me a few times already that Reb Elia Lapian told him that when the Alter from Kelim was a sick man, he had problems in the flow of the blood, and he was therefore yellow and very drawn. And every Friday night when he walked into the base medrash, he had rosy red cheeks. And he had looked like a totally different person. Ponim chadoshes. Yitom Rebellia told it to him many times. That the altar looked like it. I saw just now in Sefer. Some other Talmud writes the same thing. But that's what Matasio told me a few times. Right? That the Chinese, he looks like a different one. Ponim chadoshes. We're different people. We're not the same people, Shabbos. And the Eben Ezra, if you get a chance, you look in the when it says by Yevorech, he says he blessed us that our mind is bigger mind Shabbos than it is during the week. And that's why Gedolei Olam, when they had a problem in learning, would put it on the side, and Shabbos they'd learn it again, because the mind of Shabbos is different. That's why the old minig, the hat of Shabbos, is different than the hat during the week, because the mind that the hat is on is a different mind, and we show it by the hat that you wear. So by Hasidim, they wear the shtreimel, and the old shtreimel, I don't know if it's still that way, but the shtreimel is supposed to have 26 pieces of fur in it, because it's the crown of Yud-Kei Vov-Kei. Yeah, Yud-Kei Vov-Kei, on the Seichel of Shabbos. And in Ger, they have the high because the Spadik, because the Seichel's higher. And by Svadim, the turban's higher because the Seichel's higher. It's a different Mitzias with different people Shabbos than we are during the week. Ponim Chadosh Bolukan. That's Shabbos. Now look at this next piece. This next piece to me is just mind-boggling. Mamish, and I'll be honest with you, I think about this Kimat every Friday night walking home. This piece there, right here. Kimat. Beleil Shabbos, Gimel. Beleil Shabbos, Bepiyut, Shalom Aleichem, Malachi Ashores, Mesaimim, we end the Omrim, Tseischem, Lesholom, Malachi Ashalom. Lechara, Lama Yatzel, Mahamalachim. Why do you want to tell the Malachim goodbye? You finally got the angels in your house. Now, you have to understand, before we go any further, when the angels come to our house, what do they do? So Gemara and Shabbos tells us, they put their hands on our heads, they see that we're all ready for Shabbos, they put their hands on our heads, and they say, V'sor avonecho, your oven that you did during the week, Sar, it's going away. V'chatoy secha, and all the chatoyim you did, to chupar, you're forgiven. And that's why Shabbos, there's no korban chatos. It's the only time, every other day, there's a korban chatos. Every day, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Siyam Pesach, Shavuos, always korban chatos. The only day there's no korban chatos, Shabbos. Why? Because the angels put their hands already and they took care of it. In fact, that's what we say in Musaf, that you say in the middle of Musaf, Koroi Ui, like it's supposed to be. What does that mean? When I daven Yontif, it's not like the way it's supposed to be? No, the way it's supposed to be without a need of a Korban Chatos. The only day is Shabbos. No Korban Chatos. Now let's go further. So what are you telling this to the angels? What does he say? V'shomati b'shem ha'chofetz chayim. I heard in the name of the Chofetz Chayim. Shabbat. Ze'omim sheboachem l'sholom. Kelape malachei Shabbos. V'tseischem l'sholom is the malachei chol. That the angels of chol are leaving. The Shabbos angels came, so you say, Boachem,